Okay, we're on Mem Vav and Aleph, the top line. Zog de Gemara, Rab Zera Chalash. Rab Zera got sick. Okay? Ola Gabei Rab Avohu. So Rabbi Avohu came to visit Rab Zera. Kobil Alei, and he accepted the following upon himself so that Rab Zera would get better. And he said, Imitpach, and there's a shayla in the Girsa here, the Aruch has Atpach, but Imitpach, Katina Charich Shake. If the small one with the singed thighs, that's a reference to Rab Zera. Rab Zera apparently was short, and the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Rashi says that in Bava Metzia it explains why he was called that. So in Bava Metzia, the Gemara says that that he used to go into the oven sometimes or sit on the oven to see if he could withstand the fires of Gehenna. So that was what Rab Zera did. And at one point, and generally it says he wasn't affected by the fire, but one time the fire singed his thighs. So he was called the small one with the singed thighs. Okay?
That wouldn't happen now.
Yeah. Rab Zera was on a different madrega. Imitpach katina charich shake. That if this small one with the singed thighs gets better, mitpach means he gets better. If he gets better, avidna yomatova l'rabban, I'm going to make a yontif for the rabbis. Right, I'm going to make a yontif for the rabbis. Costco breakfast. Or maybe Chol of Yisrael. Okay? Now, what happened? Atpach. So he got better. Avatsuda salakulu rabbanon. So Rabbi Avohu kept his word, and he made a big party for all of the rabbis. Kimata l'mishrei. So when it came time, l'mishrei means to make hamotzi. When it came time to begin the suda to make hamotzi, amar le Rab Zera. So Rabbi Avohu, who was hosting the party, said to Rab Zera, l'mishrei l'anmar. You know, please make hamotzi for us. You know, begin the meal. Amar le. So Rab Zera responded, lo savar l'anmar l'had Rabbi Yochanan. Do you, Rabbi Avohu, not hold of that which Rabbi Yochanan says? The amar balabais botseya. The balabais is supposed to be the one to break bread, to begin the meal, to make hamotzi. Sharulahu, so Rabbi Avohu made hamotzi. Kimata livruche, when it got time to bench, Amar le navrich lonmar. So he said to Rab Zera, can you please lead the benching for us? Amar le lo savar lamar lahad Ravuna, the min Bavel, do you not hold of that which Ravuna from Bavel says? The Amar botzei amivarech. He says the one who made hamotzi should be the one to bench. The iu keman svirle. So what was Rabbi Avohu thinking? What did Rabbi Avohu hold like that he would want to be mechabed? That he wanted to be mechabed Rab Zera with benching? Ki hada amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He was holding like Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who said balabayis botzeya veoreach mevarech, that the balabayis should make hamotzi and the Oreach should bench. Why? Balabais botseya kadesh yivtza ba'ayin yofet. So the Balabais should make hamotzi so that he gives everyone a generous portion. Because if a guest makes hamotzi, maybe he'll be, you know, he's going to be uncomfortable giving out the Balabais' food. So this way the Balabais gives out his own food, he makes hamotzi, he gives out the bread to everyone, so he gives out a generous portion. The Oreach mevarech kadesh yivarech libalabais. And the Oreach should bench so that he can give a bracha to the Balabais. To thank the Balabais for hosting. Exactly. That's what we're about to say. My Mevarech. Yeah. Why he asked him to bench. Right. So apparently he didn't know about that. I mean, it sounds like he was chosen. It sounds like once Rabbi Zera corrected him, so then he made hamotzi himself. Maybe he only knew about the benching, but he didn't know about the hamotzi. So says the Gemara. Well, what? Yeah, I don't know. My mevarich. So what's this bracha that the oreach is supposed to offer on behalf of the balabayis? Yiratzon shelo yevosh balabayis ba'olam hazeh. Right, yiratzon that the balabayis should not be embarrassed in this world, meaning he should have enough in this world, you know, to live respectably. But he also shouldn't be, you know, really embarrassed and ashamed in Olam Haba. He should come to Olam Haba with the right zechusim to have a good chelik in olam haba. The Rebbe Mosif Badvarim, Rebbe added some text to this bracha as well. V'yitzlach mod b'chol nechasav, you give him a bracha that his nechasim, he should be successful in his nechasim. V'yu nechasav u'nechasenu mutzlachim u'krovim lo'ir. And our nechasim, our property and his property, should be successful and should be close to the city. Why close to the city? So again, in those days, they didn't have technology and they didn't have instant communication and transportation. So if their property was close to the city, it would be easy for them to keep tabs on the property. As opposed to if they owned fields or real estate in a different town, it would be much harder to manage that real estate. Nowadays, it's a little bit old. That was a little bit easier. Excuse me? Exactly. And the Satan, who the Gemara says the Satan is the Yetzer Hara, should not have a shlita, should not rule over what we do, our handiwork and his handiwork. Val Yizdaker, or some have the gears of Val Yizdakek. Lo lefano v'lo lefanenu shum dvar hiruchet v'avera v'avon mi'atav yadolam, which means that no thought of doing any averos should ever come into contact with us and with him forever. It's a very nice bracha. It's in the Gemara, and like you said, many benchers don't have it, but many do. But it's a nice thing to say. Okay, says the Gemara, Ad heichan birchas hazimun. Okay, until where is the birchas hazimun? Now there's a question in the Rishonim, exactly how to understand this question in the Gemara. So Rashi says that Arheichan Birchas HaZimun, the question is, what's included in Birchas HaZimun? That if you have three people, you'd be obligated to say it. And if you have only two people, you wouldn't say it bichlal. Right? Whatever Zimun, you're not going to say with two people. Okay? Tosus understands that it doesn't mean, we're not talking about here, that if you don't have a Zimun, you shouldn't say this part. But what we're talking about is the Gemara that we had yesterday. That if you have two people who finish their suda, one guy has to stop his eating in order to bench with the two guys, how much does he have to listen to before continuing with his meal? That's how Tosfos understands this question. This machlokes how to understand it. Until where is Birchas HaZimun? Rav Nachman Omar ad Nevarech. Rav Nachman says it includes the whole Zimun that we know of, right? Nevarech and Baruch She'achalnu, that whole section of Zimun. Rav Sheshes Omar ad Azan. Rav Sheshes says no, Zimun includes Hazan. Okay, and again, according to Rashi, that means that if you only have two people, you wouldn't say Hazan. You begin with the Brach of Nodelecha. And according to Tosus, that means that if you have one guy stopping his meal, he just has to listen until the end of Hazan, and then he can continue eating. So says the Gemara, Neima Kitanoi, let's say this is a Machlokas Tanoim, Tetoni Chad Birchas HaMozon, Shtayim v'shalosh. One brisa says that benching is either two or three brachos. V'tanya idach shalosh v'arba. And the other brisa says that benching is either three or four brachos. So what are these two brisas? One says benching is either two or three, and one says benching is either three or four. Savrua dekulei ama atov yametiv lav d'oraisahi. So originally we think that everyone agrees hatov v'ametiv is not d'oraisa. Hatov v'ametiv is the fourth bracha, right? First bracha is Hazan. The second bracha is called the bracha of Haaretz, which is Noda Lachan V'Al HaKol. The third bracha is Bona Yerushalayim, which begins with Rachem, right? Ends with Bona Yerushalayim. And the fourth bracha is Hatov V'Ametiv, which we say right after Bona Yerushalayim. By the way, after that is certainly it's all the Harachamans. And all the Harachamans, after Al Yechasreinu, all those Harachamans are only later additions. And that's why the Gra doesn't say them. Some people don't say them on Shabbos. The Gra didn't say them at all. So most of us do say them, but they're certainly a later addition to benching. They're not Doraisa, and they're not even like the Derabanan of Hatov Ametiv. So everyone agrees that Hatov Ametiv is not Doraisa. We're only counting the Doraisa brachos. So my lav, how come if we are we not arguing? Are the two Braises not arguing about the following? The one who says the brisa that says that the Berachas HaMazon is either two or three brachos, Kasovar ad Hazan, he holds that Zimun goes through Hazan, right? Zimun goes through Hazan. So therefore, with Zimun, you have three brachos because you have Hazan, Haaretz, and Bona Yerushalayim, right? And without Zimun, you just have the Berachas Haaretz and Bona Yerushalayim. That's only two. Uman diyamar shalosh viarba. And the brisa that says three or four brachos, kasavara nevarich, He says, no, Zimun is its own bracha, right? And then Hazan is an independent bracha. Hazan is part of benching. It's not part of Zimun. So with Zimun, you have Zimun, Hazan, Haaretz, and Bona Yerushalayim. That's four. And without Zimun, you have Hazan, Haaretz, and Bona Yerushalayim. That's three. So that's what we want to say, that the two brises are arguing about this machlokas, that until where Zimun is, and that's machlokas Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that they're necessarily the same machlokas. Lo, Rav Nachman mitaritz tamei, Rav Sheshes mitaritz tamei. Each one can explain both brises according to his reasoning. Rav Nachman mitaritz tamei, Rav Nachman can explain it according to his reasoning. De kulei ama ad nevarech. Everyone agrees, really. Only Nevarich, only Zimun is considered part of Zimun. Hazan is already part of benching, right? And independent from Zimun. So the one who says 3 and 4, we understand, right? With Zimun, it's 3, it's 4. Without Zimun, it's 3. That's Kishmak. So what about the Braisa that says that benching is 2 and 3 brachos? Amar Loch, so Rav Nachman explains, here we're talking about the benching of the workers. And if you remember yesterday, we talked about the fact that the workers are able to say like somewhat of an abridged benching. The Amar Mar, because Mar says in the context of these Paul and these workers, I'm reading the Bach, Bracha Rishona Kitikuna, they say the first Bracha in the normal way, the Bracha of Hazan, Shnia Poseach Bibirchas Haaretz V'kololim Bona Yerushalayim. The second bracha, they begin with no delacha, but they include Bona Yerushalayim in that bracha. They don't make an independent bracha Bona Yerushalayim. They kind of combine the two brachos to shorten the Birchas Hamazon. Okay? So therefore, the Birchas Poalim is not going to be three or four brachos, but is rather going to be two or three brachos, because they delete the bracha Bona Yerushalayim. And we learned yesterday that the Poalim do not say the bracha Batove Ametiv, because since that's only the Rabbanan waived it for the Poalim so that they can get back to work. That's how Rav Nachman explains the two brises. Rav Sheshes mitaritz tamei. Rav Sheshes explains the brises as follows. Tekuli amar hazot. Really, everyone agrees Zimun extends through hazot. Manda mashtayim v'shalosh shapers. The manda amar, the brise that says that birchas hamazon is 2 and 3. That makes a lot of sense. Umanda amar shalosh v'arba. What about the opinion that says that birchas hamazon is 3 and 4? Kasavar atov v'ametiv deoraisehi. So that brisa must hold that Atov HaMeitiv is Doraisa. So if Atov HaMeitiv is Doraisa, that adds a bracha, and that's how we get to 3 and 4. Okay, good. Now the Gemara is going to go on a discussion about Atov HaMeitiv not being Doraisa. Omer Rav Yosef, Teida. I'm going to prove to you that Atov HaMeitiv lav Doraisa. Right? Whenever you see the word Teida, it's always a proof. I'm going to prove to you that Atov HaMeitiv is not Doraisa. What's my proof? Shai Polim Okrimosa. Because you see the Polim don't say it. So if the workers do not say Atov HaMeitiv, it can't be Doraisa. If it was Doraisa, they wouldn't be allowed to just cut out Tovei Meitiv out of their benching. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta Mishmei de Rav, Teida de Tovei Meitiv lav Doraisa. I'll prove to you another proof that Tovei Meitiv is not Doraisa. Share Poseach ba Bebaruch, Vein Chosein ba Bebaruch. Because Tovei Meitiv begins with Baruch, and it does not end with Baruch. Kidetanya, and this is like the following Braisa. Kol habrachos kulan poseach ben bebaruch v'chosem ben bebaruch. All brachos, long brachos, begin with baruch and end with baruch. Right? There's a psicha and a chasima, an introduction and a conclusion of baruch. Chutz b'birchas haperus b'birchas hamitzvos, with the exception of birchas hanen and birchas hamitzvos, which are short brachos, they begin with baruch and do not end with baruch. Ubracha asmucha lechavrta, and bracha asmucha lechavrta, which does not begin with baruch, because it piggybacks, like we said today in Shir, but it does end with Baruch. Ubracha achrona shebekriyashma. Okay, the last bracha of Birchos Kriyashma. Okay, which also, like Emes V'yatziv, Emes V'emuna, which does not begin with Baruch, but does end with Baruch, because it's a bracha smucha lechavrta. Yesh mehen sheposeach mehen bebaruch, vein chosein bebaruch. So the Braisa continues that there are some brachos, like the Birchas HaMitzvos and Birchas HaNenin, that begin with Baruch but do not end with Baruch. And there are some that end with Baruch and do not begin with Baruch. And that's the Bracha Smucha L'Chavrta. And Atov HaMeitiv is the only Bracha that begins with Baruch, long Bracha, but does not end with Baruch. Nichlal de bracha bifnei atzma hi. So we see from here that it's a bracha bifnei atzma, right? The fact that all of benching is a bracha smucha lechavrta, no de lecha, rachimna, right? It's all a bracha smucha lechavrta, with the exception of atov ameitiv. It begins with baruch to show you that it's an independent bracha and it's a bracha that's derabbanan. We'll stop here today.
How much time is it?